Coming up on 9:09 here on the Mighty 690. Got a little bit of a windy one out there. It's unfortunately just going to get a little bit worse. But anyway, that's what we have. It's Kansas, so we should be used to it, and Oklahoma and everything. But hey, it is time for our update with Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook. How are you doing, Candy?
Hi, good morning. Great.
Good to have you in here. So what do we have going on in Coffeeville?
A few things. Lots of activities going on. So first I'll start off with a few shout outs. First, a shout out to the local 265 Firefighters Union. They presented the Coffeeville Boys and Girls Club with a check for $1,500. It was a fundraiser at Andy Brewer's. I got to stop by. So, shout out to that. And the Coffeeville Community College Phi Theta Kappa is working on an effort, spearheading an effort to raise funds to benefit the Turkey and Syria earthquake relief efforts. It's always great when you see the college students getting involved doing something bigger. So I love that.
And I know it's not something we hear about in the headlines every day, but I know that's just a massive effort and cleanup from that disaster there.
We kind of get our own little world here in Fridge, and so that was good. As you guys probably already announced, MAC Director Riley Lukomsky submitted his resignation. And our very favorite former representative, Jim Kelly, is going to be stepping in and kind of helping out a little bit here and there.
Well, you know, if there's any very silver lining on that, it's at least good that, you know, he has time now help kind of in the interim as we, you know, look for someone to fill
those
shoes.
He did that before as well. Sure. And so he's been really good with helping out with that. And I know he's already been, even before even this happened, he was helping with the Bartlett grain project or Bartlett soybean plant and helping with that go smoothly. And so, yeah, it'll be a good transition while they're working things out. So some other economic news. The Chamber is working on a few things to kind of help our small businesses and our nonprofits. I mentioned a few weeks ago our nonprofit boot camp. It's a new service to help our nonprofits thrive. So if you're a nonprofit out there, give me a call. I'd be happy to talk to you about it. It's a great new opportunity. We're also working on forming a new, I haven't come up with the name exactly for it, but it's a small business advisor group to help potential new businesses in Coffeeville. So we want to help them get started and make sure they start off on the right foot and give them, you know, access to all the great information. So that, and we're also in the process of revamping our small business startup guide. So basically, if you're thinking of starting a new business, give me a call at the Chamber. We can schedule a time to visit, and I can give you some of that information and kind of help you get headed down the right path. So we're excited about that. I brought this up a few weeks ago, but it's getting closer. There's a very new, interesting event. It's called the Bourbon at the Browns. It's one of the many events that the Brown Mansion is doing to celebrate 50 years of being open as an attraction. And this is a fundraising event because although we love our beautiful Brown Mansion, it is a very, very old home and it takes a lot of maintenance to keep it up. So this is going to be a fundraiser on May 6th. There's going to be samples, live music, and a few other great things happening. So get your tickets now, though, because we've only got, I think we're down to like the last two or three weeks. So, okay, we have a lot of events coming up, so I wanted to share all that. This weekend, as I mentioned last week, is a big weekend. So much going on. So the Aviation Heritage Museum is having a special little presentation. They're going to have hot dogs with the Lions Club, kite flying, a hot air balloon, everything. So that'll be a big one. Sugared Up Company is having a decorating class at the Yoke. Of course, this is our last Chamber Ambassador Trivia Night. So make sure if you haven't signed up your team, I want to say they're full, but sometimes they have changes at the last second. So, and then of course it's the Field Killing High School prom, and which is so sad because it's supposed to be cooler this weekend and not so great, but hopefully they get to walk in okay.
Yes, I know. Yeah, it is going to be a chilly weekend. We're going to have highs only in the 50s.
I know, it's crazy. Oh. Some other things coming up. On the 28th is the High School Rodeo at Walter Johnson Park. Always a fun time. The 29th, there's a few different things going on. Tyro School's having a Making an Impact 5K run. Also on the 29th, the Hispanic community is invited to a conversation about barriers to health and wellness and how what we can do as a community to support. That'll be at the Boys and Girls Club at 2 o'clock, and childcare will be available. And then the fun one is the CCC scholarship auction, of course. That's such a fun night. I'm actually going to be selling Plinko game tickets. So they even have games. So along with the auction, there's a lot of food, a lot of drinks, a lot of games. So much fun. But make sure you get your tickets now because they're down to the last week and a half, and they'll be closing that out pretty soon.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking with the folks from that here coming up on a Thursday from now.
Oh, so good.
That's
good.
Gonna be good. We're going to be
yeah.
Trying. And I meant to ask you, Candy, did you have any information about the Coffeyville Cleanup Day coming up on Saturday?
So it was postponed.
Okay.
Yes, I just got the news about that yesterday, and because of the cold weather and the wind, they decided they're going to push it back one more week. So not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, and they're still going to have everybody meet up there on the hill and get started. So,
well, that is good information. I'll make sure people know about that.
Yeah.
I think that's a smart move just because of, you know, the way it's going
to
be.
It's just this time of year. It's hard to know what kind of weather is just.
It could
different.
Still, you know, some places still see snow, you know.
It's so crazy. Yeah. I know. Well, hopefully it'll warm up by Sunday because that's when they have the Coffeyville Rec Annual Fishing Derby. So, again, another outdoor event, and hopefully it'll warm up just enough, though, to get the kids out. Even if you're in a light jacket, that'll still be fun. So dust off those fishing poles, kiddos, and that'll be a fun day to get going. I think you can register ahead of time, but they also have a registration the day of, so. There's a few things going on. Coming up, we have some big events, which I'll get into way more detail when it gets closer. But on June 1st, Four State is having a super summer celebration event because they're celebrating 38 years in Coffeyville. So congrats to them. And again, I'll have some more details when it gets closer. Big one that's going to be fun. On July 26th, the library's having Jeff Quinn come in for a magic show. He's going to bring a lot of fun and engaging magic for all ages, so that'll be a good one. I haven't heard the date yet, but I know that they're getting ready to announce it. But the Fair and Rodeo will be having a one-day sale coming up in June and gearing up for the Fair and Rodeo season. And just a reminder, we brought this up a few weeks ago, but the Fair and Rodeo was pushed back a week. So it's not its normal time, and so we're trying to get that word out to everybody because, you don't want to come in and plan and then be like, what? What's going on?
Yeah.
So it's pushed back 1 week, but there's still plenty of camping and, of course, lots of places to stay here in town. And then here in the next week or so, I'll also be sharing dates on another one-day sale, and that's for our Brewfest tickets. So we always do that, I think, in June as well, and just a way to kind of get those early bird registrations and good things. And then don't forget, if you are a barbecue connoisseur, we're looking for teams for the cook-off. That'll be a big one. Independence has a cook-off this weekend that's going on, so I'll be going down to that. But that'll always bring in a fun crowd. We're looking forward to all that fun stuff. So a few things coming up down the road. But, this weekend and next are both really packed.
That's great. That's the way we like it.
Yeah,
so always something to do. So.
Exactly.
That's going to be great. Well, Candy, I appreciate you coming in. I'm definitely planning on making it out to the Aviation Museum here.
That's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good event. So hopefully I can stop by there. And I'll also be in Indy at the – I know Matt's helping to judge the barbecue.
I thought he was. Yep.
So we got a remote that day, too. So
I know. So
lots
much.
Of stuff to get to.
Yep, lots going on. All right.
All righty. Well, Candy, you have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you.
Look forward to chatting again soon.
All right. Sounds good.
And we'll be back to Open Line here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.